Sorry.
It's okay. We can do better. Okay, that's fine. And before I introduce Eddie Biggins, I just want to tell you that after his mini set, there will be three open mic performers before the feature, and they will be John Boehmer and yours truly, and Mary Pratt, probably accompanied by Terrence Hegarty. And then we'll have the feature time. I was very pleased when Eddie Biggins came out of one of our open mics here. He's a friend of Susan Levine, and he had come out, and he's come a few times since, and he's a very, very fine songwriter. I really enjoy what he does. He also is in an Irish band, so that's a whole nother world of his. Are you going to do all originals tonight, or are you doing some covers?
Actually, I'm going Irish, I think, tonight.
You're going Irish
yes.
tonight. Well, that'll be fun, too.
Although it will be some originals, too. Yes.
Okay. please give a big welcome to Eddie Biggins and sit back and enjoy.
Thank you. As Ellen said, for the last 7 years, I've been privileged to play in the Irish band Jug a Punch, and so I'm gonna lay a little Irish on you tonight, even though I'm not wearing the right color. But this first song is actually an original I wrote for the band, and it appears on our CD called Sick and Tired of Working, which I have a few copies of if anybody's interested. The song is called Timothy's Emerald Shore. Timothy had his American wake back in 1977. He settled in Boston and landed a job driving buses from 3 to 11. He found him a wife and they made a good life. Their children numbered 4. But part of him longed for the world left behind back on Timothy's Emerald Shore. Timothy picked up the phone now and then to check in with his Irish relations. But each time he did, he felt even more torn, just a man with his heart in two nations. He loved the American life that he shared, but still could not ignore how part of him longed for the world left behind back on Timothy's Emerald Shore. Many's the story that Timothy told about growing up with his cousins. And he told of Cayleys and sessions where people would show up to play by the dozens. And as his children grew, each one of them knew their da was heartsick sore, because part of him longed for the world left behind back on Timothy's Emerald Shore. Now Timothy's boys did all right for themselves while his daughter was fighting off suitors. But she would have none and she got her degree having something to do with computers. She landed a job through her da's cousin Bob with a high-tech firm near Tremor. And when she moved, she took her old parents along to the place where her da lived before. Now they're all happy to live out their years back on Timothy's Emerald Shore. Thanks. This one is a song I actually wrote quite a long time ago, but in the past year it's become a Jug a Punch song because the band started playing it. Back in the 30s, 4 towns in central Massachusetts were wiped out, taken by eminent domain by the state to create the Quabbin Reservoir. And that's what this song is about. It's called The Last Night of Dana.
Jacob's harmonica
sang plaintively low, the saddest song he'd ever know. While Joshua's fiddle and Annie's guitar played along, each note hung in the air like drizzling rain, the mist of memory, hope, and pain. The neighbors embraced as they swayed to an old favorite song. And with most of the populace already gone, and the last few stragglers packed up to move on, the band kept on playing right up until dawn. On the last night of Dana, silent, the laborers heard all the sobs. The times were hard, men needed jobs. For most of them, there was no choice but to take what they could. And although they sympathized with their neighbor's plight, all had grown too tired to fight. And Jacob, he played for them, nodding like he understood. And with most of the populace already gone, and the last few stragglers packed up to move on, the band kept on playing right up until dawn. On the last night of Dana, the state came along and took over their land to build a new reservoir. So four little towns were displaced by the waters. Finally, everyone said their goodbyes with heartfelt hugs and heavy sighs, before they disbanded, heading their separate ways. Jacob, he paused a bit, looked all around, and in his heart he heard no sound. So he stopped playing for all of the rest of his days. And with most of the populace already gone, and the last few stragglers packed up to move on, the band kept on playing right up until dawn. On the last night of Enfield, and the last night of Prescott, and the last night of Greenwich, and the last night of Dana.
I'd like to finish up with one of my favorite traditional Irish songs. And if you know the chorus, feel free to sing along. If you don't know the chorus, then don't. You'll throw the rest of us off.
Near Banbridge town in the county down, one morning in July, down a boring green came a sweet Colleen, and she smiled as she passed me by. She looked so sweet from her two bare feet to the sheen of her nut brown hair. Such a coaxing elf, sure a pinch to myself to see if I was really there. From Bantry Bay down to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the sweet Colleen that I met at the county down. As she onward sped, I shook my head and I gazed with a feeling rare. And I says I to a passerby, who's the maid with the nut brown hair? He smiled at me and with pride says he, that's the jewel of all Ireland's crown. Young Rosie McCann from the banks of the Bann, she's the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay down to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town,
no maid I've seen like the sweet Colleen that I met at the county down. Well, I've traveled a bit, but I never was it since my roving career began. But fair and square, I surrendered there to the charms of young Rose McCann. I'd a heart to let and no tenant yet did I meet in a shawl or gown. But in she went, and I asked no rent from the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay down to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I've seen like the sweet Colleen that I met at the county down. At the harvest fair, I'll be surely there, and I'll dress in my Sunday clothes. With my shoes shone bright and my hat just aright, win the heart of a nut brown rose. No pipe I'll smoke, no horse I'll yoke, till with rust my plow turn brown. Till a smiling bride by my own sire's side sits the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay down to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I've seen like the sweet Colleen that I met at the county down. From Bantry Bay down to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I've seen like the sweet Colleen that I met at the county down. Thank you.
That was great, Kenny. Kenny Biggins.
Eddie.
Eddie Biggins.